Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Johnny Jeter. Batting second. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The DH, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Hank Aaron. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The DH, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rick Miller. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Curtis. And now, play ball. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Jeter reaches second base with a double. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeter moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. Jeter scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hairman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Reggie Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a pop-up into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aaron scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jeter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a line drive into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to third. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Roger Maurer now pitching. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Harper steals second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Harper scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradford. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Rich Gossage now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Cepeda trying to get to home. Bradford throws the ball into Herrmann, who tags Cepeda, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Herrmann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrmann is 0 for 1 in the game. Herrmann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herrmann for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harper hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May throws the ball into Alvarado, who tags Aparicio, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a pop-up into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Yastrzemski, and towards Griffin, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Leon applying the tag. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jeter hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a pop-up into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher fires over to first and Allen drops the ball. That's an error on Allen. Aparicio moves to second. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. May reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Melton reaches second base with a double. May scores. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Cy Acosta now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. Cater strikes out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Fisk steals second. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Leon. Fisk scores. Griffin moves to second. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans now playing left field. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-3 in the game. Leon is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Muser pinch hits for Hank Allen. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 8, Red Sox, 8. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jeter bunts in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cepeda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. May takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-4 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Buddy Bradford. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-4 in the game. Leon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Jeter now playing center field. Pat Kelly now playing right field. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Aparicio hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.